Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, and Arch Manning, they're all winning the Heisman Trophy and going 1-2-3 in the draft, right? That's the question, Diesel. That's what we were told in the preseason. So we are now tasked, you and I and the Tolos, with redoing, getting a good old-fashioned mulligan and redoing this quarterback conversation. The people who head up the NFL draft, all the owners have asked you and I and the Tolos to give them a wish list, a quarterback wish list, right? Heading into April, I know it's just October, but April will be here before you know it. So, Cade Klubnik's team's 2-3 now, excuse me, right? Cade Klubnik, Diesel, 94th in QBR, so Cade Klubnik's stock has dropped. Arch Manning, 71. Sam Levitt, okay. Nico's been one good game. Drew Aller, CJ Carr from Notre Dame has been a little bit of a positive. So that's what we're doing in this very segment. If we have to ask the question of you Tolos at 844-326-3663, we want to hear from you. Who would you say are the top quarterbacks now that we have seen a month and a half of college football? Who do you think should get drafted and in what order? There have been some really good quarterbacks this season, Diesel. There have also been some pretty poor quarterback play. Welcome into Wire to Wire, hour number 3 of the show. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. Again, phone lines are open. Text line open as well. 844-FAN-FONE. Diesel, to start this conversation, I want to express how deeply saddened I am that Steve Angeli got hurt. Because I believe if Steve Angeli were to have stayed healthy, we saw what happened to him against Clemson. Mm-hmm. By the way, going into that game, he was the nation's leading passer in terms of yardage. I believe Steve Angeli would have been a dark horse at the Heisman Trophy, and maybe Steve Angeli could finish the season as one of the nation's top quarterbacks.
Could have launched his way all the way up there into a first-round draft conversation.
Right. And unfortunately, we saw the injury. We know that's not going to happen. And now Steve Angeli's not that conversation. So who is in that conversation? Who do you like? Who has been elite? When you look at advanced metrics, you can look at QBR. You can look at, you know, dual threat. You can look at rushing yards. Diesel, I'll throw a few at you, and these aren't who you expected. Elite metrics tell you, especially considering QBR, quarterback rating, Jaden Mayava. Is that how you say it? Mayava at Southern Cal? He's the QBR leader. He's had a fantastic season. Most efficiency models have him at the top of the country. We didn't talk about this guy preseason. Why not?
No.
Right? Did you talk about him?
I don't even know how to say his name.
That's what I'm saying. He has a QBR diesel of 93.5.
Okay.
Think about that. Gunnar Stockton, QBR top three, highly stable week to week. Talen Green at Arkansas, dual threat, top five QBR. There's these guys. Baylor's quarterback Sawyer Robertson leads the country in passing yards with 2,000 passing yards. And I know Baylor's probably not going to be a national title contender, but the guys right now, Darian Mensah of Duke, who are at the top of the country, we just bombed this thing, man, when it comes to quarterbacks.
Even begs the question on some of the, you know, dark horse guys that weren't even considered dark horses at the time. So what's the word for less attention than a dark horse? I'm thinking about a guy like Diego Pavia.
He's been good.
I'm thinking about a guy like Joey Aguilar.
Yeah.
I mean, Joey Aguilar was down. He was ready to go get a job. You know, he was thinking about, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And he might be playing his way into an NFL draft status.
A lot of these mainstay returning quarterbacks haven't been the leaders. A lot of these transfer guys have really been, playing up to elite level competition here. Sawyer Robertson Diesel of Baylor leads the country with 2,058 passing yards, a 63.7 completion percentage, a QBR right now of, or a quarterback rating of 155.5. You are talking about above 60% completion ratings, 19 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. Him, Darian Mensah, C.J. Bailey at North Carolina State, Luke Altmyer, Illinois.
We haven't even mentioned Trinidad Chambliss, which doesn't even sound like a real name. That sounds like one of those names from the Key and Peele sketch.
Say that again,
Trinidad Chambliss.
I like that name.
Trinidad Chambliss was a Division II quarterback last year. Ole Miss. He is now number three in the country in QBR. Think about that. That's crazy.
I love the name. And again, were we talking about him preseason? No, we weren't talking about any of these guys. I mean, it is unbelievable right now. The Jaden, here's the last name spelled out, Diesel, M-A-I-A-V-A.
I think it's Maiava. I think it's Maiava.
Jaden Maiava of Southern Cal has a total QBR of 93.4. He's thrown for 1,500 yards, 80 rushing yards, 15 total touchdowns. He was let down by his defense against Illinois on Saturday, but you're talking about the nation's best quarterback in QBR. He is one of only two to rank in the top 20 in both completion rate at 70.5% and yards per completion, 16.2 yards per completion. Think about that. Now, Illinois on Saturday was his worst game of the season, but he still threw for 365 yards. And a QBR of 85.5. So Jaden Maiava, this guy was not talked about. This guy was not in the conversation. The Phil Steele magazines preseason, we were talking about Arch Manning, Cade Klubnik, Sam Levitt, Drew Aller. Where are those guys now?
So the question becomes, can guys like that, who the general college football world would look at as kind of a flash in the pan, the guys whose names we were not putting on all the preseason lists.
No.
Are they doing enough so far, assuming they can continue at a relative similar pace for the rest of the season? Are we now talking about these as high-level draftable quarterbacks?
Because that's a good question.
The NFL, you always get, you know, there's always going to be at least three in the first round. Maybe five, maybe six, I mean, unless there's a crazy run. But there's nothing this year that tells me there's going to be a crazy run. And the guys that we were all looking at as surefire, one, two, three off the board, three quarterbacks, it's going to be Nussmeier, it's going to be Klubnik, it's going to be Aller. Those guys are nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be found. And you know what? To answer your question, I would love if the NFL said, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to draft Jaden Maiava. We're going to go take Trinidad Chambliss, Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana, who ranks fourth in total QBR. Dante Moore at Oregon, we hadn't talked about him. He's been fantastic this year.
You're trying to tell me that a guy like Diego Pavia wouldn't be one hell of a backup in Baltimore?
Might as well. He'd probably start.
Right.
I mean, God, they're 1-4?
Yeah, I mean, I always question, and I know I've done it on the show before, why do we not have teams in the NFL drafting young quarterbacks or trading for young quarterbacks that relatively match the skill set of the starter you already have on roster?
Yeah, keep the offense the same.
If Lamar Jackson can do what he does, or, I mean, you could say in Kansas City, though he wouldn't play anytime soon, would you not say that Diego Pavia has a very similar skill set to what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes as a pro?
In the sense of him crying and not being able to back up his talk, yes.
No, I'm talking about creating out of nowhere.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about him crying after the game Saturday, after all the ish he talked all week long, and then crying because he got in an argument with some fan. Oh, come on. And no, you're right, though. You're right. What about Ty Simpson? We haven't even talked about Ty Simpson. Yeah. And that guy's had a remarkable season. Alabama quarterback, right? He's been in college football all these years. Yeah. He's been fantastic. On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Where do we start here? Bubba Brooks says, the lack of improvement from Vezina and the struggles from Klubnik, is that a sign of Riley's lack of ability to grow and improve as quarterbacks? Maybe so. Bubba Brooks, I don't think there's the development there, to your point. I would agree with you. Kane's Transplant says, I have to say Carson Beck has looked pretty good. And again, we hadn't thrown his name out there this second.
But think about it. Carson Beck, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we're saying this guy is going to be a surefire top five pick.
Yep.
And then his star falls, and then he goes to Miami, and he's elite all over again. Maybe that's on us for overweighting the bad season. Bad season. And maybe are we overweighting Cade Klubnik's bad seasons? He's had several bad seasons.
Let me see here. I wanted to read. Kane's Transplant also said he might not be prototypical for NFL, but he looks good. So parking on Carson Beck for a second. I don't know these. I feel today, and I'm not a quarterback guru, but here's where I am. On the 7th day of October, I am settling in that Carson Beck might be a pretty good NFL quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6'4", 220 is not prototypical?
Is he sick? I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know what Kane's Transplant means by prototypical NFL quarterback, but I'm settling in on the fact that I think he might be. I think he might be a guy. I don't want to compare him to Daniel Jones out of Duke because Daniel had a rough start in New York, but now he's balling in Indy. I think he has similar skill sets to a Daniel Jones. Obviously, he might not be Daniel Jones's height or whatever. My point being, I don't know, man. You look at this, Diesel. Carson Beck has seen a lot of football. And Carson Beck has seen a lot of high-level football. I'm not saying that immediately translates over to the NFL, but here I am today thinking maybe Carson Beck's –
I'd take a guy that had some struggles in college and show that he could bounce back from those struggles and have a great season in the right situation.
And my point being, to what you just – maybe Carson Beck isn't a Matthew Stafford. Maybe he's not a gunslinger Josh Allen, but maybe he's not a bad pick either. What I mean is, I'm pretty much, Diesel, settling in that I think Carson Beck's a safe pick. I think he's a pretty safe pick right now in the NFL.
You know, I'm looking at Carson Beck's annual stats here. I'm looking at 2024 compared to 2023, two full seasons as a starter at Georgia. Yeah, his yards dropped off by about 500 from 23 to 24, but his touchdowns went up. His interceptions also went up, so he might have been a little careless with the football. He took a lot of sacks. Our sacks, and I haven't gone back and watched all of those Georgia games from last year. Were those sacks on Carson making bad decisions, holding on to the football, not getting rid of it, running out of the pocket, etc., or were those sacks on the offensive line for not protecting him as well as they should?
Yeah, he has a total QBR of 81.9 this season, and you know, I think now you're looking at the number two team in Miami. He's in the Heisman conversation. Going into last weekend, easily at a 73% completion rate, which was ninth among quarterbacks. But he's 68th nationally in yards per completion at 11.9. He's 95th in interception rate at 2.7. He provides no run threat whatsoever. Zero. So
sounds like the NFL to me.
It does. The defense has been more responsible, in my opinion, for Miami's start than Carson Beck has. I think Carson Beck's been really good, but I have been more I've been so impressed with the transfer guys on defense that have made a big impact in Miami's start in catapulting them to the number two team in the country. So I think Carson Beck's a safe pick. I just don't know ultimately that he's going to be a guy that NFL guys salivate over. Bo Prabula, Missouri. Those guys are undefeated right now, Diesel. Bo Prabula's a good quarterback. Total QBR, 77.6. You mentioned Joey Aguilar. What if this year, Diesel, what if we're learning this year that it's not top heavy like we thought it was going to be with Cade, Drew, and Arch? What if it's, hey, there might be 10 good quarterbacks that could be solid NFL starters?
Are you seeing this year as another offensive line, receiver, kind of lineman-heavy type of first and
maybe
second
early,
round?
Maybe early, yeah. Maybe early. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, out of these top 20 or so quarterbacks, based on whatever metrics you want to choose, whether it's QBR, pass yards per play, whatever it may be, Give me three that are first-round locks. First-round locks.
I think Dante Moore of Oregon goes first round. He's had an 83 QBR this season. That guy's been – and he can move a little bit better than Carson Beck, right? Locks.
Yeah, first-round locks.
I think if Ty Simpson continues to play at the level he's playing – I think you could see Ty Simpson go as a first-round lock, maybe late.
I'll even let you go free-form. If you think there's more than three first-round quarterbacks in this group, tell me.
I'm interested come January and February to see what NFL Pro Scouts grade is on Notre Dame's C.J. Carr. He has an excellent QBR. Notre Dame's lost two games, but C.J. Carr is a really good quarterback. So I would probably, Diesel, put C.J. Carr on that bubble, a first round. I'd probably, I'll throw this one. I'd put Jalen Daniels on that bubble. I don't know. Here's where I am. I think there are some solid, going back to Carson Beck, the word I used, I think there are some safe quarterback picks. I don't know right now today that pro scouts are absolutely salivating, Diesel, over a lot of these guys, but you're going to have some skill positions go ahead. But man, I don't know. I still think Lenoris is going to be in the conversation bubble ish.
Are we? Yeah. I mean, anything could change. There's still a lot of season to go, and you know the hype. Once that hype train gets rolling on certain guys, it's impossible to slow it down. If the right pundit puts out the right tweet at the right time, it can get the ball rolling on a guy that makes you say, "Huh? Why?" That guy. I still think Garrett Nussmeier is a first-round lock.
I do, too.
I think.
But, Diesel, what if he loses Saturday night? Like, to Carolina. What if he just – does he transition to the bubble? I'm with you. I think he's a first.
But are there 32 other guys that you're saying are going ahead of him?
Probably not. I would probably agree with
especially
you.
Especially with as many old quarterbacks as there are in the NFL. You're telling me those teams are not going to go a little bit younger? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to see Gunnar Stockton be a first rounder. I wouldn't be shocked to see Carson Beck as a first rounder. I mean, there's all the time you see guys who have a great name and have pedigree and have this aura around them, even if they don't necessarily deserve it. They still get it, and they still get launched up the list, and they still get taken early because the teams below them are afraid, or they're afraid that the team below them is going to take them.
Yeah.
And they're going
to
miss out.
By the way, we got to get to the text line. CJ Carr is only 20, redshirt freshman. So my apologies there, Leprechaun of Lyman. Texter says, this is Adam from Spartanburg. He says, well, Sellers putting together a less than stellar season, so you think he'll stick around for next year? I don't know right now. I still think he's going to be in that conversation.
It depends on what he thinks he'll have back next year. At wide receiver, at running back, does he think that what he's going to have returning around him, the weapons, are going to be enough to help catapult him into a top five pick? I think that's the bar right there. Am I a top five pick right now?
Right now it's not. No.
No.
Spartanburg J says.
Right now being the end of the season.
Yeah. Spartanburg J says, best quarterback I've seen, quarterback at Georgia Tech. Not the best stats, but the ball looks different coming out of
King.
And he does. But I will say this as we land this plane. I think Dante Moore today would go. If the draft were today, I think Dante Moore of Oregon would go number one.
Interesting.
I like that guy, man. He's been impressive. And here's the reality. To answer your question a minute ago, Diesel, you're still going to have the Reuben Bain Juniors, the Peter Woods, the T.J. Parkers. You're going to have a run on those guys early.
Is Jeremiah Smith going to be old enough to go into the draft?
Jeremiah Smith.
He's a true sophomore.
Okay. He is a true sophomore. So my point being, to answer your earlier question about
who might be the number one overall pick next year.
He could be. Yeah. And Ryan Williams.
He is a true sophomore.
Right? Ryan Williams with Alabama. Same thing there. So here's what I look at. To land it and answer your question, you're going to have teams, Diesel, with needs. Right? You're going to have Cincinnati with a need of an edge rusher. Maybe go after a guy like Reuben Bain Jr. out of Cincinnati. Reuben Bain. Where's he from? Off the top of my head, I forget. Miami. You're going to have Peter Woods go early. You're going to have Kendrick Falk of Auburn go early. You're going to have T.J. Parker. Even though T.J. Parker and Peter Woods haven't had stellar senior seasons or stellar years in 2025, correcting myself there, they're still going to go early. Then you might have a wild card like a Indiana quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. But I think it's all about team needs, right? A team needs a running back. They go Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame, top 10. A team needs a receiver, right? What if we're really surprised to see that as many quarterbacks go as we thought in the first round? What if I told you that in April, come the first round, not as many quarterbacks go in the first round, but maybe there's a big run, Diesel, second round, third round? Ty Simpson, I think Ty Simpson still goes first round, to answer your lock question. This guy's playing in an elite level, Diesel. He's seen a lot of college football. Imagine Ty Simpson replacing Matthew Stafford in L.A. for the Rams, you know? I mean, there's a lot of football that's been played by that guy. So, John Mateer? I don't know. John Mateer? We haven't talked about John Mateer.
How does he respond to the hand surgery, right?
I don't know. I'm just saying there could be a lot more safe quarterback picks instead of us seeing the top-heavy quarterbacks that we once thought. I'll tell you what, though. I love that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
When we come back, Cole, there are 10 FBS playing schools in the Carolinas. I rank them 1 through 10. Hey, we actually had some wins this week, so it makes it a little harder to rank some of these schools. I'll tell you what I think. Cole's going to tell me where I'm wrong, and you could do the same as well, at 844-FAN-PHONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.